Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome back to another episode of the Street Alpha Podcast. I am your host, Tukes, and today we are in Florida again. As you guys know, I moved here. It's probably the second episode I said that, but we are in a new location. Today we're at JDM Dre. Huge shout out to JDM Dre for letting us host this podcast here. He has a ton of Supras, NSX, a couple of different JDM classics. So if you guys are interested in purchasing any JDM vehicles, make sure you guys reach out to JDM Dre on Instagram or his website. So today we have Nick, Clean Culture, throws some of the biggest car shows in the country. I don't know if you want to say the biggest car shows in the country officially or some of, but he's definitely up there. So Nick has been doing events for years, and he so-called claims that he is the one who started it all for a lot of people who are doing outdoor car shows, a lot of indoor stuff too, and a lot of different creative style car shows in the country. So before we start, let's give a round of applause for Nick of Clean Culture. What up, my boy?
We chilling, man. Shout out to Dre, JDM Dre.
Yes, sir.
We have our Orlando show tomorrow, so we close to Orlando, so
yes,
we tapped
we'll
in.
There. Man. Yeah. By the time they see this, we won't even
old news. But damn, you put me on blast off rip. So
what you mean? Yeah, we gotta start off.
Getting
you know
into it.
Saying?
It's gonna be a good right podcast, man. It's been 12 years since Clean Culture, but
12 years.
Never been on a podcast ever.
Now you were.
Well, I was on your podcast.
So we did a podcast already. I figured I can't do my guy like that.
Yeah.
But you know, I had to make sure that we put him out in the right light. So
we was trying to keep it PG.
Yeah.
But now it's like I'm
unfiltered.
Yeah, like
we gotta have.
It's facts though. It's all facts, numbers. Don't lie. Like, you know what I mean? It is what it is. But yeah, we're gonna get into it. We're gonna talk a lot of stuff. We're gonna air a lot of stuff out. Man, it's gonna be a W podcast, man. Shout out to Tube. Shout out to Dre. Let's get it. Let's get into it. Let's go.
I do want to say I appreciate everything you're doing, man. I've seen you level up in just the past year since we did the last podcast.
W.
So I see you doing some big things with a lot of these streamers and stuff like that. And for you staying relevant and trying to, you know, step out of the comfort zone and do that is definitely, I commend you.
I appreciate
that,
you. I appreciate that. I mean, for you noticing that is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we go back, but, you know, it's just, for me, you got to evolve, right?
You're right.
You got to evolve. You got to always be one step up. And that's what a lot of people tell me. It's like, yo, Nick, you always, you know, Clean Culture is always doing that next thing. And that's a lot of the things that we'll talk about as the things that you said, like, okay, how did Clean Culture originate so much things that goes on in this car show world, right?
Yeah.
We can talk on that in a second, but hey, you just got to evolve, baby. You got to, you know what I mean? Like
we all love
steak. You have steak every weekend. Steak's old. You know what I mean? You got to just throw the lobster on there, throw the shrimp on there, you know what I mean? So you just got to evolve, got to elevate, and I appreciate you for noticing that, and, you know, if any of y'all do as well, so
Of course. So I know last time we spoke, you had mentioned that this all started off of Facebook. Now, Facebook has evolved into something different than what it was back then.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a lot easier to kind of get people to do things on there in terms of shows or throwing events or hosting things. Now it's just become a variety of different things you can do on Facebook, right? So I don't even know if Marketplace is a thing yet, right?
No, Marketplace, bro. But I kid you not, the only thing Facebook events was used for was for like Bob's Barbecue, 70th birthday, and there was 12 people going at the time. And that's like when we threw our first meet, like before Clean Culture, it was Nick by himself, right? I threw my first meet on like I made an event page for that. Mm-hmm. Boom, car meet, whatever. And it just went crazy because it was, now it's normal. Like every event has an event page, right?
Yeah.
It was different then. You know, we had people coming from all over, three different cities, all over. Countries, not countries, I'm wilding. I'm ahead of my time. Yeah. I'm thinking 10 years ago. Now, yeah. Now maybe, yeah. But you know, we had people coming from all over, bro, just off one Facebook page, and that's, it just blew up, bro. We were, again, ahead of the curve. It was different then, you know what I'm saying?
So is that something you stumbled across, or you were just like, were you trying, because you have this thing where you're always trying to do something different. Mm-hmm. At that time, were you in that same mindset where you were trying to figure out a way to get people to come together to do something?
I don't even know where it came from. We just put it together with a location and said, car meet, Middletown, New York, boom. And it just happened, bro. People came from the city. They came from, it was upstate New York. That's where my mom's from and shit. Okay. So we was up there, Jersey, PA, Boston, like crazy, like shut down, like everything. Like,
what year was this?
This was probably 2012, bro.
Damn.
So you got to think, 18-year-old kid just thought of like, yo, let me just throw this shit on Facebook, see what happens.
Yeah.
And like now it's normal. Like every event is on Facebook, but like there was nothing. It was like I said, it was like, you know, like a little gatherings, 10, 12 people.
Right.
To put something public, to have 5,000 people press the button, attend, and then actually came was insane. Like back then too, you know what I'm saying? So.
And was that just a free event?
Walmart parking lot, like screw it. Like whatever happens, happens. That was like the first one.
What did you expect the turnout to be?
Not that. That was where I actually met Crispy. He pulled up.
Oh, really?
He shot it. And I met my partner, George. Shout out to George. Who would have known? He was actually going to Buffalo Wild Wings driving and seeing all the cars flying on the road.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what is that? I'm going to go to the car meet. I'm going to follow these cars. Pulled up, and then, you know, here we are. But crazy how the world works, right? Like,
that's wild.
But, yeah, crazy. It changed. That little night meet without Facebook post, like, changed my life. Crazy.
Now, when you had that first, because when something like that happens, it happens to a lot of people. They'll throw something. It goes bigger than or better than expected. Mm-hmm. And then they start thinking, how can I monetize this? So what were some of the methods you were using to kind of monetize your car shows?
I mean, that wasn't even a car show back then. It was just a meet.
I didn't
monetize nothing. It was no bread. It was just passion.
So how long were you doing it for passion before you started monetizing or trying to make money
Like 2 years.
2 years.
But then it just got to the point where it got so big where you're like, you had to like go rent a venue. Like I had to rent police, get cops. Like I had to start putting out thousands. So now I'm like, I wasn't even about the money. Like I just had to spend thousands to make it. They were so big at the time. You know what I mean? So, and it just evolved to, you know.
So, but okay, let's be real here, though, right? Yeah. Facts are facts. There's no way you didn't think about money.
Deadass didn't.
For 2 years.
Because we were traveling all the way, and this is before Clean Culture, though. This is just like me throwing night meets. I did it consistently. It was called Big Night Meets. You can Google it, YouTube or whatever. I was just doing stuff just because me and my boys was tired of driving to Jersey, to the city for meets. There was nothing upstate New York. So, like, shout out 845, you dig? But we were just like, yo, let's do our own shit. So we just did it. And then we had a meet. It was popping, and we'd have to drive 2 hours. Say that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So did you have anybody that you were looking up to at that time or anybody to give you some type of guidance? Because there were people doing car shows or car meets, right?
Yeah, like car shows. Like
okay, car shows.
Car shows. Like
right.
Not like to, like, what we started doing. You know what I mean? But yeah, that was like Tuna Evo and like stuff like that. But like, that's like a different world. Like, I was just throwing meets in parking lots.
But you never thought, like, okay.
No, never. Never thought it would be anything to anything. Just doing it. And then, like, the meets got so big that my partner today, you know, George, was like, yo, like, we got to do something about that. He's older than me.
Yeah.
I'm an 18-year-old kid throwing these meets with thousands of people.
Right.
It's like, yo, like, what if he charged $5? 1,000 people, that's 5 bands. We up. Like, you know, kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, like, it just formed to, you know, doing our first event and, you know, all that stuff. But, yeah, it was never like that. I mean, it's still about passion, like, right now, everything. Like, it runs my life. Like, obviously, it has to. It's a business now. You understand that. But the car part of it is, like, it's there. Like, I'm still in the streets. I'm still going to meets. I'm still breaking my cars, drifting my cars. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the car shit lives with me, like, still.
Yeah.
A lot of these other guys, no shade, promoters, whatever, they ain't doing that. They ain't going to meets. They ain't traveling 35 cities a year, doing car meets, you know, car events. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, shit runs my life, and I love it. So I know no complaints for real. It just evolved to what it is, and, you know, God bless God that it happened, but it was never supposed to be that.
Right.
Never.
But they kind of have to. You kind of have to. I feel like if you're in the car space or if you're doing something car-related and you have, like, a brand, you kind of have to.
But don't get it twisted. There's some that don't. Or there's some that, you know, that's another discussion.
And are those some of the biggest shows out right now, you think?
Nah, we're the biggest show out.
So Clean Culture is the biggest show.
Well, you got to think. I'm not going to say, like, there's bigger events. We was at Beamer Invasion. Huge. And I love that. I love them. Those are my guys, right? BMW community, it's not like, you know, it's just different. You talk about, like, a car event brand that evolves and goes around the country that has a full tour stop.
Yeah.
That the size of our events and the amount of events that we do, nah, it ain't.
Nothing like it.
Nah, I don't think so.
What about like, Fuel Fest?
Yeah, Fuel Fest, I mean, like Randy and all them, they're mad cool. Like, I showed them love. But Fuel Fest is a different animal. Like, I mean, you know.
Why is it a different animal? Like, why would something like that be considered a different animal? Because they're going to the same venues that everyone else is going to. And I'm asking for, like, just, I'm trying to
Everyone
understand.
Else, you say same venues, but Clean Culture was at those venues pretty much first, okay. A lot of them.
So do you think a lot of these car shows now got inspiration?
Yeah, no, for sure. We could talk about all that right now if you want. We can air it out. Like, there's nothing to air it out. I'm not trying to, like, talk down or talk none of that. I'm just saying, like, there's so many things that Clean Culture has originated and started that 95% of all promoters use to this day, every single event. And I will stamp it, and I will show facts right now if you want me to, right now.
Okay. So okay. What facts
and this is just simple. This is just on the podcast chilling. Yeah. 5 minutes, right? Boom. Event flyers, right? When you register your car, everyone gets an event flyer, right? It's a thing now.
Yeah.
It's a thing now. Where'd that come from? Clean Culture, 2012, we didn't have bread. We didn't have the money to, like, put out marketing, influencers, this, that, and the third, right? The social media wasn't where it's at. So we had to promote and say, how can we promote for free with no bread? We started making flyers for everybody. My partner, George, a graphic designer.
Okay.
Started cooking. Everyone gets a flyer. You. Everyone's getting flyers. That was our way of marketing to people to promote our event on their platforms.
Yeah.
It wasn't done before. We started doing flyers. Now every show comes with a flyer.
Did you get some of the inspiration from, like, club promoting and stuff like that, maybe?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, like, that's that.
You know, like, the flyers and stuff?
You know what that really comes from was, like, the hip-hop and the clear. Like,
the mixtapes.
Yeah, that stuff. Okay. It's kind of like we just took it, flipped it,
at
boom.
The time, yeah. Okay.
Couldn't afford marketing. So now Tuke's going to market for us. It's brilliant. Now everyone has it. OEM, stamp, everyone does it.
Right.
A lot of these, I just seen a flyer yesterday. You know, season opener, season closer. I was talking to a couple people. I was like, yeah, that was like, everyone has a season opener, season closer. Like, everybody. Like, it's crazy. I can name 50 of them. And they don't even know why they call season openers or closers. They're just doing it because everyone else is doing it. But the reason they're doing it is because Clean Culture, 10 years ago, did season openers and season closers inside ballparks in baseball stadiums, right?
Yeah.
Like, opening week for baseball is huge. It's a big thing.
Right.
Like, it's huge. I don't know if you watch baseball. It's a big thing.
I am aware.
So it's a big-ass thing. So it was like, yo, the season opener, be there, opening day. Now it's like season opener at some fairgrounds.
Well, season opener was, so your first season opener, where were you at when you did that?
It was at the baseball stadium in New York, Dutchess County.
So around what time of the year was that?
2012. It was in the spring. We did a spring.
In the spring
we only did two events. We did an opener and a closer. So it was a season opener, season closer. In a baseball stadium, which, again, another thing, I guess, like, while we're here, there was no other stadium events. Inside the stadium, on the field, like, in the concourses, no one was doing that. Now there's other promoters that do that. So, like, where'd that come from? There's, like, three quick things. I'm getting off topic, but there's a whole bunch of things. Two-step. Everyone has two-step. It was never called two-step. Shout out MC Slick. He brought that exhaust. It was all called an exhaust competition, right? He took the exhaust competition, brought it from Honda Day to Clean Culture because we brought him on board with Clean Culture. Slick called it two-step. And, like, back then it was different because these bigger companies were already doing two-step and shit, like, on the tracks. They were doing it safe, you know, gates, guardrails. We were just 18 years old, didn't give a shit about security, insurance, nothing. Like, just screw it. Like, if you get your legs burned off, it gets burned off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, two-step, boom, boom, boom. So he, you know, shout out Slick, but two-step wasn't a thing. Now, two-step every event. You know, there's just so many things that, like, I mean, even, like, the most recent, like, drifting, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, drift events. Then there was car shows.
Right.
It wasn't, like, a big, and now it's, like,
combined. Yeah.
Shout out Adam LZ. We put our heads together. Biggest car show, biggest drift, you know, organization. You know, shout out Adam. That's my dog. Came together. Boom. Did it. And now we took that. You know, he took it, did the LZ World Tour with the car show, da-da-da. We took ours and did drifting and, you know, added to our events. So now we both doing our own things, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, drift car show to, like, bigger levels, right? Now you see other promoters doing drifting with their events, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, this, and again, it's not like I'm trying to be like, oh, arrogant about it, like, oh, we started all this, ha ha. No, but like, y'all really got to understand, like, we're really revolutionized this car show shit. Like, we used to be hated by promoters. I'll keep it a buck. Shout Jay, Tuna Evo. We cool as fuck now. That's my guy. Text me the other day. I didn't get to text you back. I'm sorry, I've been busy. But Jay, he used to be like, damn, how are these kids throwing car shows? Car shows are supposed to be inside. Nice lights.
Yeah.
Nice clean cars. You know what I mean? Trophies, models. That was a car show. That was Hot Import Nights. You're an OG, you know?
Hot Import Nights.
Yeah. Wreckfest.
Somebody got to bring that back, though, no?
Tuna Evo. I can't. You know, like the indoors, though. Yeah, that was a car show 10 years ago. You throw a meet, and it was like car meet. It was outside. It's like, what are y'all doing? You can't do car shows outside.
Yeah.
But we did it. And we literally stamped it for all y'all and paved the way for all yous. Like, all you guys. Like, facts.
And this is just in the States, you're saying, because you don't know what's happening.
Yeah, over there, we still learning. And we're getting out. You know, we got Japan, all that in motion over there. And our events over there are just different culture. But here, an outdoor event was frowned upon 10 years ago before clean culture. Clean culture stamped it. Stamped it. Because, yo, it's just facts. Like, you had, like, Evo STI Day, right? You had, like, Honda Day. Mm-hmm. You know, you had Import Face Off. Like, those events were track-based events.
Right. They still are.
Yeah, they still are. But there wasn't an outdoor car show.
Right.
There might have been a meet. Now, like, shout out Ray Freshman. That's my dog.
Actually, H-Day does do out. They do the car show stuff.
But, again, at a track.
Right.
You never did a car show in a stadium or in a somewhere else. Like, it was just track-oriented.
Right.
Race-oriented. Drift or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was never nothing. Like, it was all motorsports-oriented, right?
Right.
It was never just standalone car show. Never. And it was frowned upon because it was not the coolest thing. It was, you had to be indoors with the big dogs, with the lights, with the clean cars, with the models, with the trophies, with the gloves on. You know what I mean? And we brought it to a new level. Like, clean culture really stands for the culture. Like, yo, I was that kid. Fake wheels, like, couldn't afford this, that, or third. Like, I was never born a silver spoon, right? So who am I to say, yo, Tukes, your car's ass. You can't come. Oh. So that's why, clean culture, in the beginning, we got so much hate. Yo, you got nice GTR next to that Civic, next to that Shipbox Neon, the SRT4. Like, what are you doing? That's not a car show.
Yeah.
But we never branded it as a car show. It was always a collective gathering. If you look back now as, like, marketing, we've learned, like, if your mom was to watch it, she would see, like, or your dad or your uncle, whatever, they would see the word car show. Hey, it's a car show that you want to bring the kids. It's just marketing now. But we've always stuck to collective gathering because that's what it was. We never branded a car show. Car show, to me, Tuna Evo got that, you know? Wreckfest got that. You know what I mean? But don't get it twisted. We do every event that we have, like tomorrow, Orlando. We have an indoor area, top 75 bangers, car show. The rest, outside. Vendors outside. It's not like he's better than him because, like, you know, like I said, we don't discriminate nothing.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's like you still have a showcase. And that's another word that gets thrown around crazy, which, you know. But that clean culture, even the names is crazy. The venues is crazy. I don't want to get off topic. See, I get off topic. It's been 10 years I've been wanting to talk.
This is good, though. This is good.
So, like venues, too. Like,
okay.
Fuel Fest, no issues. They kill it. They're on a different level. They got that Hollywood budget. I don't got it. But, you know, like, a lot of the venues that they have, we've been to for years to come, you know?
Right.
And there's no big deal. They do, you know, I talk to the guys all the time. Randall, shout out Randall. They do theirs in certain time. We do ours in certain time, you know? But, you know, as an event promoter, it's like, at first, I'm like, damn, like, these guys coming over here probably have a limited budget in the same venue. They about to kill my shit, you know?
Yeah.
But now I don't look at that no more. But at first, you know, maybe when they started 5 years ago, I'm, you know, now it's different. Now I'm just trying to expand into different countries, different brands, do things with, you know, the influencers and celebrities like you've seen.
Yeah, yeah.
And just evolve the brand, you know what I mean? So
what are some of the things that, you know, because you have a lot of history here with those car show stuff, right? And you did mention that you do an event somewhere or you have a venue and it kind of spoils it at that point.
Well, not going to say spoils it, but like one example. West Palm Beach. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to use that one because that's too obvious. But there was a venue elsewhere that we had used for years. Someone else came in, kind of did things as not as neat, a little sloppy, whatever.
Right.
I come back the next year. Oh, now you need security, double. You need this, double. You need these guardrails. Now something happened. Now I'm paying 20 bands extra to throw an event for someone else's mistakes. And that's what, like, it's like, come on, bro. Now you can, you in my pockets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Because you can't have a good event. And if you notice, there's not, there might be one or two, like, if we're like, if we can't find a venue in a certain area, then we have to. But if you look at all Clean Culture's venues, we're never copying someone else's spot. Because to me, it's like, it's already been done.
Yeah.
We, if Clean Culture is going to your city for the first time, we want it to be special. Oh, I've never been there. Clean Culture, like, I've never been to their event. Like, let's go. Let's be different. Like, let's all be different together and weird, right? We don't want the same shit. Oh, you know, we're going to so-and-so's event where so-and-so goes there every year and it's old news. What? How is Clean Culture going to be different? People, promoters don't understand that now. And yeah, you right there. Y'all, a lot of y'all don't understand that. And this is not me talking negative at you. This is, let me help you. Someone who's been doing this for 12 years in 35 cities, five countries, to the level that we've been at consistently, and the people that we've worked with, let me just be different. That's the most important thing. Be different. I don't know how. You have to figure it out. Clean Culture was different, right? We did outdoors when there wasn't outdoors. We did inside stadiums when that wasn't a thing. We brought in the drifting. The MC Slick, you know, created the two-step. We were different.
Yeah.
That's how you be original. Like, your podcast, fire. I love it. Shout out Tooks, man. Show that, subscribe. Like, shout out Tooks, man. Podcast is fire. Is different. Now, I'm sure y'all see all these little ass podcasts trying to be Tooks. And there's nothing against them. Tooks understands that as well. But
you
got to understand, if you really want to succeed in things, you have to find something different. Because, like, if you're doing the same thing as everyone else, how are you going to be better than them? It's very simple. Like, how could I be better than you if I'm doing the same things as you? Facts. I want to outdo you. I want to, like, okay, he did that, say that. I'm going to do this.
Right.
I'll do whatever it takes to get there. Then that's what, like, a lot of y'all promoters got to understand. Like, just don't rush an event out there just to do it. Oh, I'm going to just go to this venue because, you know, I know Clean Culture has it, and I can do an event there because they've done it before.
Yeah.
Well, you're an idiot, because Clean Culture is going to go there in 8 months from now, and it's going to be triple the size because they've been doing it for 12 years. And they have it down pat. And they're the original owners of that. Not owners, but the original, you know, founders of that. You know, maybe that venue or that meet or that whatever it is. Yeah. So, like, don't rush things. Sit down. Think. Okay, how could I see it today. Like, people do things differently. And I'm like, oh, that, I give them their flowers for that.
Yeah.
Like, it's fire. Like, I'm not trying to talk down on people. I'm trying to help you. Like, you know, like, I've seen, like, Chris, ASM, different community than me. That has nothing to do with what I do. But I've never been to the shits, but I've seen it online. And, like, it looks good. Like, he does certain stance things and, like, you know, like, the stance,
like,
community.
Shows?
Yeah, he does stance shows, right? Like, that's different. There's not a lot of stance shows, right?
Yeah.
That's different, right?
Like, stance only, basically.
It's just damn, everything is just stance. Like, shout out Chris. That's my dog. We go way back. But, like, that's different, right?
Right.
Everything's just stance. If you ain't stance, you ain't getting in, type shit.
Okay.
So that's different from, like, everyone else, right? Or certain venues that, like, you know, inside a mall. Or, like, there's been certain things that, like, I've literally turned down, and, like, places that I've wanted to go because I couldn't find something different.
Okay.
Like, facilities, like Myrtle Beach. I want to go there for a minute.
Yeah.
Could never find a spot in Myrtle Beach, bro. So if you find have a spot, hit me up. But I finally found a spot. It was a baseball stadium, which what the format that we started 10 years ago. But there was another promoter out there doing it inside of a baseball stadium. So I just never went there.
Okay.
So now it messes me up.
He was doing car stuff there?
Or? Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I just felt like I'm not going to piggyback and, like, ruin someone else's event.
Right.
Now, like, we battling, like, there's enough to go around. Like,
right.
Respectfully, is enough to go around. We can all eat. You just got to do it the right way.
Have you tried, like, an airport? I know, like, first class people, fitment is a big, was
yeah, but,
big.
Like, again, first class, like, I mean, that was legit going there. Like, that was lit. That was the thing. We go to Jersey for the weekend. You know how it was.
Yeah.
I love the airport ideas. People say, yo, airport, like, hangar, da, da, da. But to me, like, people do that venue now, and I don't know how it goes.
It's not the same, though, bro.
It's not.
It's not the same.
But
as first
again,
class.
Original.
Yeah.
I never went there because I knew I could have.
Yeah.
Easily. I'll get that shit tomorrow. But I knew it would never be the hype that I would want it to be because it's, people would always look at it as, first class fitment did that.
Yeah.
Oh, so and so did that. There's no hype. Like, be different. Like, figure it out. Like, take a year off if you have to. Just be different. And, like, I know it's hard for me saying, like, everything I've said that we've originated and helped start, it's like, I don't know, we just, like, evolved. Like, I don't know how. You just got to find out what's popping right now, and that's it. Like, if you're into, like, I don't know. I can't spill the sauce. You know, we got a lot of things we working on, you know, but just be different. Because, again, I've been doing this for 12 years.
Okay.
If I was doing the same thing for 12 years, you think I'd be here right now? At 35 cities, five countries?
At this level, nah. Probably not, no. Because it's people always doing something different. Like,
I mean, even now, Orlando tomorrow, it's year six. We sell out every year. Thank God. Blessed. But, like, I'm at the point now, it's been 6 years, I'm like, this morning on the way here, I'm like, damn, shit again? Like, you know, you know what I mean? But we only, it's different for Clean Culture because we're only there once a year. So people, because we have other 34 other cities to go to. So when we're there once a year, it's not a big deal. And there's actually been promoters that tried to go to that same facility and it wasn't that good. I'm not going to say no names, but it wasn't as good. It lasted a year or two and then they canned it. Because again, people are expecting Clean Culture's level of that we started 6 years ago. So it's like, and so you hurt yourself in the long run.
Yeah.
And that's what people out there for the quick buck. I'm just throwing an event, put it together.
Right.
That's another big thing. Like a lot of promoters, I'm like, why y'all even doing this? Like, this shit just came to me. I'm stuck with it. You know what I mean? Like, it runs my life. He sees me every day, bro. Nonstop. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, nonstop. Like, 7 days a week, no time off. Like, but I know if I want it to be what it needs to be, then like, me and the team, my partner, George, like, we all got to be on point. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, you got to really focus up. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be there, you got to, you know.
Yeah.
Took's killing it, bro. Don't let him be humble, man. Took's killing it.
Well, I think that the thing that we have in like similar is the passion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people who follow don't really understand why they're even doing it. They're just doing it because they see somebody else do it. It's bro, like, it's getting views. It's let's do the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. The money shit.
The money. Or sometimes, well, podcasting, it may not even be money. A lot of these podcasters, not being rude or anything, but they don't even understand why they're doing it.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, this is cool. Let's do something in the shot. Like, we start.
Well, that's the thing with these meets. It's like people just throw meats to like,
it's the same thing.
Yo,
it's
like, they don't understand, right? Let me throw a meat at this spot, charge $10 a head, take the couple $100, and then make a couple $100. Boom.
Right.
That goes wrong, right? And someone gets hurt or whatever. Boom. Now, the cops is on ass. You know, the city's not having it. Now when I try to go get an event in that city legally, now I got to deal with the hurdles from the town, the police. Yeah. So it's like, just do the shit the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a cash grab. And, you know, I mean, there's companies out there now that to this day, bigger number, we ain't going to go on it, but like word of mouth, like cash grabbing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're never about that. Like, plane drove by. Sorry.
Plane drove by. Yeah.
Plane drove by. Oh man, that's the Pinot Noir. That's the Pinot Noir talking. Man. All right, so plane flew by. Right, we back now. Boop. But yeah, it kind of just like it just came, bro. It just came to the levels where it's been, and it's been a blessing, and we just haven't stopped. We won't stop.
Let's help the people who. You know, maybe following in your footsteps. There's a ton of people who are doing car shows, more so the younger people who are around the age you started at, right? 18.
Yeah.
They want to throw something and then eventually monetize. I feel like the monetization thing happens quick. People start wanting to make money really fast, right?
Well, the thing is that you can make money quick in this business because there's not a lot of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can throw a meet. You can find a spot, throw a meet anywhere.
Okay.
Be like, oh, meet, $10. Capitalize 1,000 people, make quick bread.
Right.
The thing in this business is to longevity is the key here. You look at it now. Look at the events and the promotions, the promoters, when you started. How many of them you see?
When I started what?
Just getting into cars. Handful?
Yeah.
It's longevity. Yeah.
Right.
And that's, 12 years that we've been in this, like, we got skin in the game because we've evolved.
Yeah.
But anyone could throw a quick quick cash grab, meat, whatever. Then that meat gets shut down, you're scrambling, someone gets hurt, like I said, you know, cops shut it down, it's a bad look on you,
right?
Whatever. You can easily monetize it, yeah. But getting it to that next level is where, like, and getting over those hurdles and make it, when you start putting money into it, now you're not at Taco Bell parking lot, you know, you at a venue, you know, at our level, some of these venues cost 50 bands to run, just the venue alone. When you at that level, shit gotta go correct, you know what I mean?
So now you've evolved so much to the point where you're working with some big name people, right?
Yeah.
As you said, social media is huge.
Yeah.
A lot of people who, I guess, what's normal people, right? are streamers now, and they have a big following. So everything's shifted over from just like the rapper being the famous person to just your everyday guy who sits on a computer and streams, right?
Bro, there's
killing it, right? Yeah, so now you found a way to kind of integrate your brand with some of these people.
Yeah.
So how did you go about doing that, and what do you see with these guys for the future?
Well, again, as you evolve, you understand, how could I promote? How could I get more people here, right? Mm-hmm. Let me hit up, you know, the Adam LZs, the Jimmy Oakses. Yeah. These are all my guys now, right? In the car world.
Right.
The Rudnicks, the, you know, all them guys, right? Those are my boys. And, you know, so it's like, let me get them on some events. Let me do some collabs with them. Get their peoples on board. Promote with them. Get their fan base to pull up.
Yeah.
You know, I do an event with LZ. It's a whole different world than Clean Culture. His peoples all car show, you know, drifting and like that
drifting
world, right?
Stuff,
maybe BMX, Formula Drift, right? You bring Clean Culture side of things, and it's like the car show and shit like that, right?
Right.
So now it's like, okay, now we're bringing two worlds into one. So now we're capitalizing on from business aspect, revenue and you know, monetize, you know, all that shit. But just as people, as a whole, you're bringing two communities now together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was so successful. Now, same thing with like a lot of the other YouTubers that do car shit. But now when you talk about YouTubers, like we've worked with Kasanat, we've worked with, you know, his boy Ray. You know, a lot of these A&P dudes like Agent Zero and shit. These dudes is out there live streaming 100,000 people at a click of a button in their face.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
It's wild.
The video that he did when I, you know, we built all Casanet's fleet.
Yeah, I watched that. Yeah. Shout out to Night Off, right? You filmed that, right? Yeah. All three of them. Yeah.
Four of them. He didn't
that was
even
dope.
Look at
that was when I saw. That's how I knew about it though. I saw the video.
Yeah.
So
like that was crazy. I just been tapped in. You know, honestly, I just shot my shot with a couple of the boys that I've known. Like, we knew a couple of people mutual from being from New York and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, whatever. But, yeah, it was like...
Well, actually, hold on. You got involved with Duke first, though, right? Because I think you did something with Duke before.
Nah, we built Duke's Urus.
Yeah, that's what I saw a while ago.
Like, I've known, like, Agent and a couple of other guys, like, before that.
Okay.
But I never really pushed the envelope. It was like, I told them, when it happens. Like, if they want to do some shit together, we do some shit. And been patient. They see what we doing. And boom, you know, clicks. You know, now you got, you know, I'm doing stuff with them. And, you know, like if anything went A&P or something with car wise, like I'm their guy. They call me, yo, flat tire. Kyle called me, flat tire. All right, bet I'll have my guy handle it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just mutual respect, bro. And it's like, I know that like tapping into now, again, their market, you know, like people see me like walk around shows and shit. Oh, yo, how's Ray's car coming? Like, oh, what are you doing? Like, people notice that shit now off of them.
Right.
So now, you know, if their fan base, like kind of like how LZs can tap into Clean Cultures, mm-hmm. now, again, we're branching out to not just car people, but, you know, maybe people that just watch Twitch or YouTube or whatever. But, yeah, the A&P shit is dope. It's a blessing, bro. I got a couple other cars I can't speak on right now, but you're going to see it soon. Can I plug my channel in, W Promo?
What do you mean, bro? Yeah.
Hey.
Can I plug my channel? What you mean,
hey,
bro?
We're on the YouTube grind now. Crazy. So make sure you tap in. Clean Culture on the YouTube. You're going to see. You can see the Duke build, the Kaya build, Ray. You're going to see all of that. Yeah. Finally got monetized. Finally.
Congratulations, bro. That's what's up, man.
And then we got banned one day in.
All right. Well, congratulations. On YouTube?
Yeah.
How you get banned on YouTube?
No, it was just like some AdSense thing. I put the wrong thing. And like,
oh yeah, if you
cooked me,
yes,
32 days.
If you have like wrong information,
yeah, I put the wrong shit, cooked me, gone, GGs.
Yeah,
but y'all see the A&P builds and the car builds over there. So tap in over there. That's gonna be lit.
Whose cars did you like?
Yeah.
work on?
We did Casanet's fleet, Duke's, Duke Dennis. Mm-hmm. I got his boy Ray, his car. I got two other members' cars at the shop that I can't speak upon.
Now, when you're working with some of these guys, can you talk about how it works? Like, do they know anything about cars, or do they have an idea of what they want?
Like, I didn't know shit.
Okay.
He's like, yo, I want this, this, and this. Put it together. He trusted me. He's seen what I did, knows what I do, and that was it.
So who gave him, what made Kai comfortable?
They have a vision.
Okay.
And I just helped them, you know. And, like, again, it's not about, I said earlier, it's always about the money. For these guys, I don't make a dime. I could. I saved Kyle. I didn't want to maybe say number, but I probably saved him like 50 bands on that build.
Which one?
On the year, just the year's build. So we'll say all of them. I probably saved him like 50 bands. He got the money to pay it, obviously. But me doing that favor is like, all right, that's my guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Good luck. Boom. Now I'm locked in.
Right.
I don't want to be greedy. Like I said earlier, a lot of these promoters be greedy. Mm-hmm. I could have took 50 bands and been up. But it's not about the bread. It's about, okay, the exposure.
Yeah.
The marketing.
Yep.
The fan base. Now it's coming in from other ways. So, like, you know what I mean? People are so scared to take the little, like say no, right? They want to just see. They see money and they take it. And they take it. And they take it. And they're like, they don't know what to do with it. Or they're like, they take too much in.
Right.
And then the quality goes down or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, pace yourself. You know, do the right thing. But yeah, it's been a blessing, bro. Like, to have the biggest streamer in the U.S. calling me like, yo, car shit. Yo, I need this. All right, bet. Boom. Like,
I'm not going to lie, bro. When I saw that, I was like, wait, what the? I saw a Duke video like a while ago. I was like a year ago, right?
Yeah, last summer. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, maybe it was like a mutual. But then I saw Kai and I was like, damn, bro. Like, and that's crazy to have somebody trust somebody else with their car. So I'm like, nah, you got to be tapped in somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, no, it's dope. Like, we took Agent drifting on stream.
You know? I saw that too. Yeah, I saw Agent. Agent seems to be more. He's
like the more him and Phantom.
Yeah.
Phantom knows his shit. I doubt he'll ever see this. He'll be watching podcasts, but yo, Phantom was the only person out of the millions of people who watched Kai's video that noticed on a Urus S that, like, I literally, for his front bumper,
we cut
two bumpers, welded them into one, 3D scanned the whole bottom lip, because, like, he had a Urus S with an off-road package, Kai's car.
Okay.
So it didn't have a splitter, didn't have a lip. Like, we had to make the whole shit. Out of the millions of people that, like, that front bumper had, like, 9 days on it alone. I think it was like 7 million people who watched that video. The only person I've ever talked to that known that was Phantom.
What?
He was like, I see what y'all did to that bumper. Y'all went crazy on that. I was like, what? What you know about that? He's like, she ain't had no teeth. Like, yeah, y'all put him in. I was like, yeah.
Well, he got the same truck, right?
Yeah, so he knows the difference. But like, bro, we killed that shit, you know? And Phantom knows his shit. Agent, you know, Agent's like, he knows his cars. He's getting to learn more. I'm not going to say they're car guys. Like,
right.
They're not like, what motors in that? Like, oh, you know, this, that, and third. But, you know, they know they shit for the most part, you know? And I first realized it, like, they being the 5M servers, like, you know, whipping the cars. And they know their cars. Like, yo, who's in the Supra? I'm like, huh? Supra. I'm like, what? How y'all know that? Like, you know? So it's dope. Because, like, so let me hear you right now. A good car can brand out to any, like, everyone can respect a good car.
Right.
You could be 70 years old, walking on the road, and some fire pulls up, Lambo, like, spitting flames. Like, that shit tough.
Yeah.
Like, a good car just is a good car. Like,
right.
This, you know what I mean? So they car guys for sure. I'll stamp them. I'll certify you. IMP car guys.
I didn't know that that Kai was like into stuff. Because I know he had like a Benz for a while.
He's not really
like
into cars, you know. But like, as you get money, it's like, what do I buy? You want to have a nice car. Like, it's just facts. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like one of the first things you do. Like, if you watching this right now, hit the lotto, like, you might get a house. What's next? You get in a car soon. Like, you guys always want to have a nice car. I'm in my cars more than I'm on the road so much. Like, we're in the cars more than we at the crib, right? So it's like,
yeah,
you want to have a nice car, you know. So especially someone like that, always going to shoots, always going to, you know, like, they're all over the place, right?
Right.
So like, yeah, you know, they want to get fly cars. They gave me a vision. They say, yo, I want this, you know, make this black, and you know, trust, and they trusted me. You know what I mean? It's been a blessing, bro. Like, for real. And a lot of other creators have hit us up now that, you know, we're working with.
Through that, yeah.
That, again, that was the sacrifice in the 50 bands. So, like, now it's like, yo, who did you call? Oh, my man's Nick. Here you go. Bet. Plugged in.
Yeah.
Boom. Sacrifice.
So now you got Ray's car that you're working on, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not out yet. You're currently working on that. He just got a Supra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Now, there was a little bit of controversy around the type of Supra he got.
I've seen it.
Right? Yeah. Now, what is your take on that? Because apparently, it's his first car ever, right? He never had a car before.
So, like, the car community, like, I love y'all to death, but a lot of y'all a lot of hate for some reason.
Okay.
And it's like, I love him to death. It's like, why didn't you get a B58? Dude, when he picked up the car, he never even drove on American soil once. Like, I'm not putting him in a B58. And if his first car ever, he didn't even know what yield mean. He rode a scooter in Taiwan, and his license just, they just transferred it. So he don't know what he's doing. I think I'm going to put him in a B58. And he's not even a car guy like that, though. He don't even care. He just wanted to see, like, yo, Nick, I want a Supra. I have a budget. What can you find?
Yeah.
This was a good deal from a good friend at Titan Motorsport. Shout out to Titan. they we met over there.
Okay,
we,
shout out to Titan.
You know, it wasn't their car, but we met over there. We went through it. You know, the car is ready, stage two. It's got some goodies on it. It's probably fast, just as fast as a stock B 58. I don't really know the car.
Actually, it's a I think it's a B 48.
It's a 48.
It's a B 48. Yeah. Whatever. So those honestly, they're still quick. Bro.
Yeah, it was quick for
it's
him.
Still he, fast.
He's 20 years old. Just moved to America.
Yeah.
First car ever. Never drove in the soil of America.
Yeah.
And they still hating. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah. I knew what I was doing the whole time. Like, you don't think I'm going to, if he really wanted something, B58 is the best platform. That's why I got so much attention. Because everyone's like, why not B58?
Yeah.
Yeah. If we wanted to make a friggin' race car, then we'd get him B58.
Or if he had experience, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, like, if he was going to take it to the track, do some crazy pulls, like, it was at the point where, like, that car was pretty quick enough where, like, we would hit it. You know, in second, it would get a little like, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
And he was, I was like, yo, like, let go of the wheel. Like, just let it do its thing. Like, he didn't know none of that. Like, he's not a car, he's not a car guy, you know. He's not even, he just moved here. He don't know nothing. He don't know what yield is. He already got a ticket. Four tickets already.
Four?
Already. In 1 week. Not knowing shit. Doesn't know what he's doing. He's just out here winging it. So.
Damn.
You know? So.
Well, that was good on your part to actually look out.
Yeah, look, exactly. Yeah. So, like, y'all can hate on him for, or us for getting him that. But, like, God, I'm looking out for the kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, Kaza, yo, take care of him. I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to put him in a, you know.
Crazy,
And it's not that he really cares. Like, he's like, he and me is like, yo, they cooking my shit, Brody. And I'm like, bro, I was like, bro, that's just car people, bro. They was hating on Kai's kit, one of one.
Car community is so toxic, yeah.
One of one carbon fiber wide body kit from Vorsteiner. Like, Manny, like, said here. Like, the only one with it. Like, I'm making it full carbon for Kai, like, to your door. And it's, like, still got hate. Like, Kai loves it. He loves that car.
What was some of the hate?
I would have painted it, color matched the carbon because it looks weird. Like, oh, it's a $100,000 carbon fiber kit. We don't want to paint match it.
That's $100,000?
Yeah.
God damn.
Vorsteiner carbon fiber legit. I don't know if you ever.
Vorsteiner makes good stuff. I haven't seen it on the.
It's like, I've dealt with, like, all these kitchen shit, like, Japanese carbon in China, and it's just like the difference is crazy. The quality is fire. Like, Vorsteiner got it going.
Yeah.
So, you know, they, you know, the car community is great as a whole. Love the people. We love what we do. We love the events. But online, if like, damn, toxic. They're probably in these comments right now. Probably sucking
100%,
it. 100%. Sucking it right now. But
well, I don't know about the sucking part, but I can't say that.
But they probably on there right now. You know, it's just, it is, but like, yo, speaking of that topic, bro, let me, Nick, 10 years ago, I would see one negative comment. I would go crazy.
Yeah.
Vince sucked. Fuck you. Like, don't come back. Like, like, I used to hate it. Like, oh my, because I took it so personal because I have so much time invested. Don't come back. Like, fuck you. Like, my partner's older than me. Like I said, George, he was like, yo, chill. Like, you know, chill out. Like, can't be doing that. Like, I was OD. Like, toxic. 18-year-old. Like,
swinging at the air.
Yeah, Ben sucked. Like, you suck. Like, you know what I mean? And as you learn, it's a business and, you know. But I've learned now that, like, you can't please everybody no matter what. And that's why, you know, in the race situation, it's going to be the haters. It's the Kai haters. People probably hate this podcast. Probably people that hate me.
Yeah.
Hate clean culture. Yeah, but that's just life. People hate, right? And but I've learned to, like, just block it. Because if there's 10 people commenting on this video, F you, or your event sucked, that's fine. I know there was 5,000 people there that had a good time.
Mm.
So it's like I take the, you know, I've learned to take the positivity and just overlook the negativity. You know what I'm saying? Now, the early stage, oh, I'm in your DMs back from the clean culture page straight. Like, like, you know what I mean? But you evolve. Again, you evolve. That's the whole, this should be titled Evolve. Evolve. You evolve, you learn, you understand. I'm not going to waste my energy, my time. It is what it is. I can't make everyone happy. If you just send people, you know, advice for promoters, if you know, your show is going down, people hate it, just keep pushing because you can't make everyone happy. Look, these car show guys are the worst. That's why we don't do this whole big ceremony with the judging. Like, we do a little pre-judging prior.
Yeah.
And, you know, we pretty much wing that to hit. Well, I see a fire. Because these guys, when these real car shows, they do all these, you know, let me see your trunk. Let me see your, you know, they sit there for 30 minutes. And
yeah, like, look at the car, right?
We were never a car show. I told you that in the beginning.
Okay.
The awards are just a thing that we give back for y'all to, like, have a little piece. Like, oh, that was an honor. Good looks, clean culture. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it really was a car show, I'd have, people going around all day, models, you know, looking at the shit, like pop the hood, pop the trunk, like whatever, you know. I ain't doing none of that. I don't have time for that.
So are you familiar with some of how the judging works? Do you kind of implement those car show judging techniques with yours, or? It's basically like,
listen,
what you feel.
I would keep it a buck with you. I do that shit damn near every show to this day myself. So if you get an award from Clean Culture, it's because I fucked with your shit.
Mm.
And yeah, some of it might be, you know, like there's certain things that I just know, like, oh, he might have the best car here. Like Tooks, right? Your shit fire. You might get something tomorrow. I ain't gonna lie, Tooks. But I would never give you best engine bay and best, you know, in a top 25. Even though it's worthy of it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you one of them shits because I'm gonna take the other one and give someone else, make someone else happy.
Yeah.
Watch that. I see some awards. Some shows give dudes like 4 awards. He won best paint, engine bay, and wheels. I'm like, he would have been happy with one. Go make 2 other people happy.
That's messed up.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So like to this day, like I get my cardio when I do my steps. I grab my cards, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I pick what, you know, we like and whatever. You know, and like some of it, we go in the system. It's all there prior. We have an idea. But like, if so-and-so don't show up, or if so-and-so, you know, looks good online and they just, you know, messed up, whatever.
Yeah.
You got to dub it. But, you know, majority, I just do that shit, you know. But the car show guys cry the most, too. You know, you didn't judge my car, Poppy. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, I did. I seen it online. I approved it. That's why it's here. We walked around, you know. People get, you know, the car show thing. Like, that's not us. If you want that, maybe go find a car show brand that's indoors. You want to come outside, drift in, two-step. Like, the event in Nashville this weekend, Mobile Dyno. 2 drift courses, street and road course. 2-step, burnouts, car show, inside NASCAR garages, like all this shit going on.
That's dope.
Ride-alongs for the drifters, like you want to get in. That's another thing we implemented, right? Like you want to, like, because for me, Adam took me in his car the next day. I bought a 350Z drift car. I said, Adam, I said, all right, bet, boom. So like giving people those experiences to hop in a drift car, like they might be a me. I'm going to go get a drift car tomorrow. Fuck
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so like, the 10 things I've just explained in that one event is, you know, all that. That's why you come to Clean Culture.
Right.
Not for a little piece of plastic for an award, because it's not about. You want to come have a vibe, get loose, have a good time, whatever.
Like, I don't go to car shows to win anything.
Yeah,
never.
Yeah.
I just don't care for it. Never have. If I win something, that's cool. Yeah. But I don't, that's not something I'm ever like, you know, wear on my chest and be like, yo, like,
some people take that shit to heart, though.
100%.
You put in all your hard-earned money into the shit. And,
right.
You know, like, I get that, and I respect that, but you got to understand, at a Clean Culture show, if there's 500 cars, there's only 35 awards. Like, it's like...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's hard. That's why I do it myself, because you got a problem, I'll talk to you. I get my steps in, and you got a problem, I'll handle it.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know what I mean? So I do it myself, and, you know, we give it our awards as, like, a bonus, like, thank you, kicking your mic.
No, but,
it's calm, you know? But the... You understand the car show shit. It gets deep. It gets real deep.
It gets really.
I'm not
intense.
That kind of guy. I've never even. I probably won 3 awards. I could care less.
Yeah.
I'm there for the vibes. I'm there for the people. The event. But some people, bro, they literally go there for that. As a guy, Orlando's tomorrow. As a guy coming from Miami, he's like, if I don't get inside, I'm not coming. I'm like, I'll let you know. Like, if not, don't come. Like, I only have the showcase area. There's 75 cars inside. The other 400 is outside. Like,
yeah.
I wish I could put you inside, but unfortunately, there's only, like, it's limited.
Right,
just like
right.
The awards, same concept. You know what I'm saying?
What is next for your brand, Clean Culture? Right, you've traveled all over the states, and you're doing some global stuff as well. What does the next 5 years for your brand look like? Is this something that you feel like you're just gonna keep growing and maybe sell, or like, what's the plan?
5 years, I think the plan would be to. And this is like speaking from the heart now.
Okay.
More countries, which we're working on. I mean, we added 2 years ago, Japan. Last year was Canada. This year, you know, Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some more Caribbean shit. Like, we're just doing more.
Caribbean be fire, yeah.
Bro, like, Japan, like, they over there, like, thank you. Like, thank you. We never seen this. Like,
really?
Clean Culture, thank you so much. Like, it's an honor to be here. Like, thank you. Sold out. 24 hours, 500 slots, gone. 24 hours, gone. Talking like fire shit. Gone. One day. Damn. Here, you ain't getting that. Because it's so saturated.
Yeah.
there's so many clean culture like events that, like, even though clean culture might be the OG or 10 years in,
right,
there's so much going on where it's like, well, Tooks is my boy. He's having a meet the week before. I can only get off once, or I only want to go to one meet. I'm going to go to Tooks. That's my guy. Sorry, Nick.
Yeah. That's how it is, though.
It is. Yeah. And that's what's killing the scene. It's too many fucking events. I said it here. Too many events. So it's like, back then, we were the first outdoor meet. And we used to throw a flyer 10 years ago. Up, boom. Throw it up. Sold out. 2 days.
Damn.
Because back then, there was no one else doing that shit that we were doing.
Right.
Two-step, this, that. No one's doing that. We used to sell out like this 10 years ago. Boom, boom, boom. Because no one else was seeing the shit. No one else was seeing Dodger Stadium. Like, these, they didn't even see the shit. Dodger Stadium, bro. Like, downtown LA proper, 10,000 people there, 750 show cars. Like, it was
in the stadium?
No. Dodgers were never doing that on the parking lot though. Look it up. look that shit up. Sold that shit out in 2 days. Sold out downtown LA. Traffic, helicopter flying around. Like, bro, crazy, right? We used to sell out like that. Now there's so many other events that are like clean culture or clean culture style or clean culture, same venues, names, whatever. It's not as easy as it used to be.
Yeah.
That's why we are revolutionizing to what we are.
Yeah.
And we got to keep taking that step forward to make sure we can stay irrelevant. Stay relevant, sorry. Right. Make sure we can stay relevant, stay on top, and just keep evolving. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but it's crazy, bro, because back then it was nothing like it, bro. They used to, the older OGs, they used to hate us, bro. How the fuck these kids doing that? 10,000 people there? Like, what are they doing?
Social media. They probably wasn't on Facebook.
18 years old, 10,000 people there. And even look back at it now, I'm charging $10 a head like an idiot. Yeah, Dodger Stadium was a statement, though. We didn't make, I mean, we made bread on that, but, like, it was just a statement. Like, we spent, like, 100 bands to make that shit happen. But we knew we could spend 100 bands back then. Now, yeah we just, you know, business-wise, I ain't doing that. Some venues we have to spend $45-$50 because just because the level that we're at, the space, the drifting, and everything. But
in the States, it probably don't make sense. I feel like going out of the country is probably your best.
Bro,
best
Japan, one day sold out. Puerto Rico, right now, we got Puerto Rico. Yeah, people Puerto have Rico done it there too. Though. Like, you know, it's booming right there right now. People are saying it's going to be the best event in Puerto Rico.
Mm,
like that's what it's the 25th of May.
Oh, May. Okay.
Yeah, the venue's a little small because we wanted to try. I said, yo, you know. Let's try it out. And now we looking like we about to pack that bitch out. Crazy. So next year we evolve and we get bigger.
Yeah.
Again, evolve. So it's like, you know, I feel like 5-year plan, more countries, more networking, more, you know, influencers and whatever. In 5 years from now, something else is going to be the new trend.
Right.
And you best be damn clean culture is going to be on that. It's facts. Like,
you have to.
You know what I mean? So whatever it is, if the cars are flying in 5 years from now, I guarantee you clean culture is going to be the first motherfuckers up there. Car meet in the air. Tap in. Like
driving through the air.
Driving through. driving through the air. Shit.
So now that you're traveling all over the world, technically,
yeah.
I'm assuming that your time is definitely limited, right? So you're for away sure. from family, from home. So what does that look like?
Yeah, that's like the hardest thing, right? Because when I'm home for the 4 days, I'm just working nonstop. Yeah, I take a little break, whatever, right?
Boom, yeah.
I got a son now, a wife, all that. So it's like, it's hard to really balance the two. When I'm home, like, I'm working 10 hours a day regardless.
Damn.
But the hardest thing is being on... That's only the 4 days that I'm there. We travel, you know, Friday, Monday, right? So it's like we're gone a lot. 35 weekends of the year is more than half the weeks of the year.
Right.
So me and the boys is on the road a lot for y'all to put these events on, to make them. And there's a lot that we sacrifice being away from the, you know, like y'all out going to the club, partying, whatever. Like, yeah, we have our fun. But like a lot of that stuff, like we ain't doing that because we're on the road. You know, it's dead ass a tour. Like, we on the road. There's a lot of sacrificing that goes into it. There's a lot of, you know, stuff that you don't see on, you know. And these guys are like, you know, they're like brothers to me now. I'm literally with them more than, like, my mom. I see these motherfuckers more than everyone. Like, it's like, we are really on the road, crazy, nonstop. I think we got 9 events in a row right now. On the road, gone. 9 in a row.
Every week.
Put it in perspective, some of these promoters do 9 events a year. We have 9 in a row. Think about
that's
that.
Wild.
It's crazy.
And it's
a lot of sacrifice, bro. You don't think I just want to... I haven't been on a vacation in 6 months. 6 years, sorry. My honeymoon. Because I'm so on a plane so much. Like, I'll take a trip to Disney or, like, the Keys or whatever. Yeah. Like, some close shit. But, like, I haven't been on a physical vacation because there's no time to stop, first of all. If I take a week off, it's over. Mentally, I'm like, I couldn't even do it, first of all.
Damn.
I'd be so backed. Like, there's just so much that goes on. But, yeah, like, there's just so much sacrificing that we've done. Like, you know, shout out to wifey for holding it down when I'm gone. And, you know, holding the house down. But it's crazy. Like, you know, like, we really outside. So, hey, if y'all want to see us outside, cleanculturevents.com/schedule. 35 events. Tap in with us. You know what it is.
That's crazy. Yeah, well, I mean, you're making the sacrifice to chase your dreams, of course. You've been doing it for this long now. So I'm assuming that's just probably what it was from the beginning, you know, just like grinding, figuring it out.
It's addicted, bro.
Yeah.
It's like I throw an event. Yeah, the money, yeah, whatever. But like we go there with the boys. We have a good time. We see everyone having a good time. We create these memories, not even for ourselves, but for everyone else. And it's like damn, like I want to give someone in like in Indiana that clean culture experience.
Yeah.
Or like somewhere in Puerto Rico or Japan. Like our experience is different. And I mean, maybe not so now because there's a lot of other people that have copied our footsteps, but like it's truly different in our vibe. And it's like, come chill with us. You know what I mean? Come say what's good.
I know your phone must be on fire though. I'm sure on the day of the event, because I kind of, I ain't going front. I'm that guy. I was calling you like, yo, what's going on, bro? But I'm like, this dude probably dealing with mad people. We got mad people calling his phone.
How many texts we got like, now? Bottom left.
And I'm sure you do the email thing too, right? You send out all the information on what the show's going to be like.
I'm still like 1,067
messages.
1,067 from this morning.
From this morning?
Yo, you got to think, bro. I'm promoting 11 events right now at once.
So how are you going through 1,000 messages? You got to prioritize certain people, though. Because I ain't going front.
Nah, bro. I pick Fridays as my day to open the MacBook and click on red, and I go through all of them one by one. But you know what it is? Wow. I give people my personal shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like.
Oh, that's the work phone.
That's like. That's personal, like
1,000 messages, bro.
Bro, like, damn. If I hit you, or like, that's what I think clean culture too is like. I'm very personal, like, let's like, yo, that shit's fire. Like, pull up to the, like, people know me for that, like, yo, yeah. Like, and that's why I think it's so successful. It's not some robot, like, just promoting the show. A lot of these promoters are just like, pull up, like, and that's it. Like, nah, like, yo, I'll hit you. If I see that this NSX, like, I'm gonna hit you, like, yo, that shit's fire. Like, I'll give you the ticket for free. Just bring that shit out. You know, like, I don't care about the bread. I'm at the point now, I know the money will come, right? In other ways.
Right.
So if I lose the $65 ticket for him, who gives a shit? That shit fire. Pull up. Let's vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but yeah, this shit not stop, bro. That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand the sacrifice. Like, I really don't. 35 events a year.
That's a lot, bro. I used to do like 80 weddings a year, and that was intense.
80 weddings a year is crazy.
It's crazy, but not really. If you every weekend, then it's Monday weddings, sometimes Thursday weddings. But
the problem with the traveling is like the day for setup, the travel days, the show. It's like it's a 4-day thing.
Yeah.
So you take the 35 times 4, whatever that math is.
Oh, exactly.
It's damn near the whole year we're gone. And that's not even when I'm home. There's weekends where like I seen you at Beam Invasion, right?
Yeah.
Like there's other car shit I got to go to promote and do, you know, show face and whatever, right? Set up merch. That's like. Yeah, bro, it's time consuming. But if you want to be on that next level, you got to do it, bro. And I know now, like, it sucks. Like, I'm sacrificing so much shit. But, like, back to the 5-year plan, like, it's going to be a point where I could put my feet up and, like, have people, like, doing shit. And, you know, but right now, like, I'm in it. I'm in it. Blood, teeth, sweat, tears. Like, I'm in that shit. Boom. In the DMs, Instagram. You hit the clean culture page, it's probably me. Y'all, what's popping? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just I'm still like on that grind mode. I'm not satisfied. And that people get satisfied, I'm not. You know, I'm not. I want more for this business. It's been a dream come true. It's been a blessing, but I'm not done. And y'all gonna see that. Promise you. Promise you.
I wish nothing but the best for you, bro, and your business and your success for the next 5 years. Like I said, I appreciate everything you're doing for the car community, trying to bring everybody together. And you know, I do like the fact that you are working with other people outside of the car community to kind of get them involved as well. So that's huge. So if anybody wants to attend your car show, name some dates that are coming up. Right now, it's currently end of April, or mid-April.
Yeah.
Just, so what are we looking
like? The time this comes out, Tooks will edit it in 4 months. So
nah, this will be out in like 2 weeks, I think.
Fine. cleanculturevents.com/schedule. Tap in. By then, we'll have, Jersey, Virginia. Yeah, that's springtime.
Tap in
on the schedule. Clean Culture on YouTube. Clean_culture. Instagram. You'll see all the flyers, the dates, all that. But, yeah, come party with us. Have fun. And let's vibe out.
And you said you mentioned YouTube, but you're starting to do more YouTube stuff.
Yeah. That, I didn't even mention that. I'm like, yeah. For me, my personal goal, not the brand's. The brand has its own goals. Nick has his own goal.
Yeah.
Of YouTube and content creation, because I've seen my boys, the A&P dudes, you
right.
success, like you shot up crazy. Shout out to Toos. Like I say it
appreciate
enough.
Appreciate it.
Like the motion, crazy. Like that's what I want to do for myself. Is the content.
You should, man.
And the brand has its own face and its own stuff. And, you know, but, like, for me, it's, like, countless hours, countless money invested into the content. It's, like, for what? I'm not doing nothing with it. It ain't happening. But it's all forming into place now. So, me, Nick, wants to work on that. The brand has its own aspirations. And together, we combine it. Unstoppable.
All right. Well, make sure you guys go check out his content on YouTube. Also, make sure you go to cleanculture.com, right?
Cleanculturevents.com.
Cleanculturevents.com if you guys do want to attend one of his events. I appreciate your time, bro. Thank you for making this happen again. I couldn't put you out like that the first time.
Yeah, shout out Tooks, man. I was a little, like, calm. Wasn't so used to the camera, you know. Shout out
Tooks. You lit now, bro.
Yeah, we lit now. We good, man. The camera's in my face 24/7. I'm working on this content shit, so I'm more comfortable in my element. Well, yeah, you from Jersey, right?
I'm from New York.
New York, same shit. All right, we got Jersey on the...
Whoa. Hold on, bud. Stop the cameras.
Tri-state, all right? So we got Tri-state 5'10"? When is it? 5'3". It's in a couple weeks. It's for your people. So come by with us in Jersey. Love y'all.
Appreciate you. Love you guys. Until next time, guys, make sure you guys hit that like button and make sure you guys also subscribe if you guys are watching the premiere. And also make sure you guys cop some merch. You got some merch too, right?
Yeah, some calm. Not crazy.
Well, you can check that out on your website as well.
Everything. Cleanculturevents.com. You know what it is.
And then also check it out on streetalpha.co if you want to cop some Street Alpha merch. Until next time, guys, catch you on the next one. Peace.